What up? It's the Trooper, and you're listening to Vegas Confessions.
I don't know if I'm counting down or if you
Three, two, one, go. Three, two, one, go.
All right.
Welcome, everybody, to our doctor-recommended therapy, otherwise known as Vegas Confessions. On this episode, we really don't think we'll have a chance to get a word in edgewise with all the degenerates we've pulled out of the woodwork.
We've got some great people lined up, and we continue covering a segment that we want to dig into further, the three best and the three worst of Vegas.
And we keep our promise of being the most listener-interactive Vegas podcast out there, not only with who we've lined up, but phone calls as well. So get ready. Here we go.
Vegas is incredible. There's a casino in every hotel.
Oh, yeah?
And the people are so nice. Today, I learned how to double down.
Wow.
They even comped my room because I'm down $5,800.
$5,800?
$5,800 chips.
$5,800.
$5,800 chips.
Peekaboo, you fucks you. I see you, you motherfucker.
You want to talk, or do you want to bet?
We had two bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered glotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, lappers. Also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, 2 dozen emus.
Counting cards is a foolproof system.
It's also illegal.
It's not illegal, it's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal too.
Yeah, maybe after 9/11 where everybody gets so sensitive. Thanks a lot, Binmon.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to Vegas Confessions. This is actually episode 10. So it was really cool. Last episode, we had some really good feedback, and Julian had an idea about a segment, and we kind of ran with it. And we had people on from last episode that wanted to talk about the three best and three worst. And as you guys heard from the intro before, we're going to kind of continue to cover that. I think that that was pretty much cool about what we did and how we did it. I'm Shane.
I'm Julian.
I'm Eric.
Awesome sauce. So we're going to do shout-outs real quick, but we have a whole have a lot of things to throw into the show. We're going to try to keep it moving, and there's some really good people lined up, and hopefully you guys kind of like it. And again, you know, write us, love us, whatever you want to do. We'll have a bumper at the end if you don't know how to get a hold of us. We even actually have a phone call as well, so it should be cool. But I will actually, and this is just me, I guess, my shout-out, because not really as much as a shout-out, but it's fucking cool because it is... I've been overseas, and you see other cultures and what they do. But so this weekend, Jewel sent out on our Vegas Confessions podcast about Happy Easter, which, you know, Happy Easter, everyone. Hopefully it went good for everybody. It was a Sunday for me, but hey, Happy Easter. We threw everything out there. One of the things, and I don't know if you guys caught this, but one of the likes back was actually from China. Did you guys catch
nice.
That? Yeah, I was like, no, holy I didn't shit. Catch it. Yeah, some guy from China, I recognized what the script was and what was rolling down. He just had liked what we had said. And I'm thinking, God damn, that is neat. Because now somebody over there, maybe they accidentally found our podcast, but it's still kind of cool, you know. So thank you for everybody for just taking the time to call us, to write us, post comments for us. Very humbled, again, very overwhelming, and a sincere thanks to everybody. Thank you very much for that. So.
I do have one quick one. We know the name. He's been on the show before. But Dr. David G. Schwartz, he actually reached out to me this week and said, hey, would you like a free version of my audiobook, Row the Bones, The cool. History of Gambling? And of course, I'm like, yes. So he sent me a promo code to get it for free. My dumbass couldn't figure out how to do it, so I just went and bought it for $20. So it's actually really good. I started listening to the first part of it. And of course, I have so many podcasts I'm listening to during the day. But dude, I'm going to be busy with this thing for like the next 3 days. I think it said it's 17 hours in length. So I'm going to be fucking busy with this thing. But I'm super excited. So again, thank you, Dr. David G. Schwartz, for Roll the Bones, The History of Gambling, his newest book. You guys go check it out.
Awesome.
All right.
I've got a combo shout out slash apology. So
first the many.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so. So my buddy Jay Schwartz, he's at Atlantic City Jay on Twitter, reached out to let us know that he was listening to the last episode with his granddaughter. His granddaughter's name is Lindsay. She's 16 years old.
Hi, Lindsay.
Yeah. So, you know, the song at the end of the last episode was a little graphic. And
my fault.
Apparently, Jay was listening to the song with his granddaughter in the car. And, you know, at first I felt bad for Jay. And then I thought about Lindsay sitting there in the car with her grandfather listening to that song. So, Lindsay, if you're listening, I'm sorry. And, yeah, here we go.
A whole new thing of awkward silence. Yes, we all apologize. But that, you know, listener discretion is what it is. So that's cool. Thanks, man. Anywho, the first one we're going to bring up is none other than our favorite Korean brother, Chris. How you doing, man?
Welcome, brother.
Hey, guys. Thanks for, wow, this is the first time I've ever called into a radio show. This is fantastic. Thank you. Wow, this is great. Do I win a prize?
Sure. I'll send you a Tic Tac. I'll do something.
Awesome. Well, we're bringing Chris on because we want to ask you, brother, what's some of your three top favorite things and your three dislikes about Las Vegas?
Well, first of all, I have to let everybody know that I'm actually calling from the year 2001. This is This is a much younger Chris calling from 2001. I'm in Las Vegas right now and calling you on my StarTAC mobile phone.
How is that one line cell bar? How high is your fucking antenna on that thing? Because it's got to be pretty high.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
It sounds like you're talking in a cup. Yeah. Okay. No,
okay.
It's fine.
Okay. I think I'm in a good spot.
He's going to have to make this quick. He's got minutes. That's
right. Yeah. I have evenings and weekends, so I'm good. But right. Yeah. I'm in the year 2001. And let's see. So you had some questions for me about the three favorite things that I like in Vegas?
Yep.
Well, let's see. In 2001, which is the year that I'm in, one of the things that I love is easy it is to get comps.
Oh.
You could just play a couple of hours, maybe at a $15, $25 level, and then I could lean over to the pit boss and say, hey, can I get a couple comps for me and my friends at the buffet? Boom. There you go.
Nice. Wink, done. Wink. All done deal.
Done deal. Yeah. They just write a little slip of paper. You take it there, and you go there with three of your friends. The four of you get in, get a buffet. Easy.
Now,
done. I love that.
Wait a minute. 2001. I thought, aren't comps like in flowing out of most of the water fountains outside most of the casinos? Like they just come out, right? Like they're in the quarter thing. Like they're just so easy to get a hold of.
You can't get rid of comps. On the way to the bathroom, people would just hand you comps. Everything is free in Vegas.
Because they wipe with comps. Town. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
By the way, just as a little side note, have you guys seen this movie Ocean's 11? Just came out.
Great.
Fantastic. I tell you, man, these guys are going to be big stars.
What's that guy's name? George Clooney. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's such a great movie. I hope it's a one and done kind of movie, though, because it's perfect on its own.
You can't make more of those. I mean, if they do, they're just going to fucking ruin the whole thing. I really think. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Nah, yeah.
Just like the classic. But anyway, that's a sidetrack. Okay, another thing that I love about Vegas, I love the Star Trek experience. It just opened up a couple years ago over at the Hilton. Man, it's fantastic.
You have me at Star Trek. God, that's awesome.
They got this thing called the Klingon Encounter with something called a motion simulator.
Mm.
It's amazing. You guys got to go check it out.
Yeah.
Did you see Elvis while you're there?
The Hilton, right?
Yeah. It's over at the Hilton. Oh, yeah. Mm. Over behind the, not too far from the Imperial Palace. Not that far.
The Imperial Palace. Oh, I love that place.
It's a great attraction. I hope it never goes away. And another thing, the third thing that I love about Vegas, I love that pretty much everywhere you go, you can get a six deck shoe hand shuffle when you play blackjack. It's great because during the hand shuffle, you could get up, you could go run over to the restroom, come back. By the time you get back, you get the hand shuffle. It gives you time to get up, stretch your legs, maybe grab a smoke. And then after 5 to 7 minutes, you can sit back down and play some more six-deck blackjack. Fantastic. I love it. It's a great thing about 2001 Vegas.
God.
Three to two, right?
What about the worst, though?
Three to two. What else would you say? Yeah, why else would you say?
What else would it be?
Yeah. So that was weird. Okay. Well, so Shane, you were saying, you just asked me what things do I hate about
the worst? Yeah, the worst. 2001 worst. What are we looking at there?
Well, being in 2001, one of the things that I really hate is downtown Vegas. This place is a complete pit. It's disgusting. It's crime ridden. You know, a couple years back, they built this giant canopy light show thingy, which is not bad. It's kind of cool, but if they really want to get some people to come to downtown Vegas, they're really going to have to spend...
Gonna have to blow that up a little bit.
They're really going to have to spend some money to get the tourists here.
Hey, Chris, 2001 Chris, you know, in the future, they might describe that place as a shithole.
In the future?
In the future.
Well, you know, definitely it's not Fly or Jiggy in 2001.
Don't get Jiggy with it. Calm down. Goddamn.
Lord. That's one thing I hate about Vegas in 2001.
Gotcha.
Another thing that I hate is that the $5.99 steak and eggs are all gone.
Oh.
The only place that you can get $5.99 steak and eggs today in 2001 is Ellis Island.
Oh, that's... That's awesome.
That's the only place you can get it.
You know what?
Vegas is changing. So, I mean, I guess I can't hold on to the past, but that's one of the things that they let go that I'm really sad to see gone.
You know, and I hope that sticks around at least a little bit. I don't think it will. That's so sad. Everything changes so much. $5.99 steaks. They have a chicken. I hear they're actually trying to come out with this new recipe of some kind of a chicken fried something. Chicken fried chicken. New. I don't know if that's going to catch it off. We'll see what happens. You know.
Well, I don't know who that's going to appeal to.
I really don't either. I have no clue. You know, it doesn't sound good. It
sounds like fancy kind of eating.
It does,
like,
uptown.
That's not what Vegas is about. Vegas isn't about fancy kind of eating. Vegas is about buffets and cheap food.
That's right. Yeah, I have no clue who. We'll see how that sells. I don't know. Won't last that long, I'm sure.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, that's Vegas will always be about cheap food.
Right.
Yeah. With you. All right. So another thing that I hate about Vegas. You know, they're starting to turn this town into a family-friendly kind of thing.
Son of a bitch. Are they really?
They've been doing all these roller coasters, and they got this weird boat ride that goes through the Luxor.
Not going to catch on.
They have this weird theme park over at the MGM, like some kind of Wizard of Oz Emerald City thing.
Yeah.
You know, I really hope that the city doesn't go that way and become family-friendly, because this city is Sin City.
That's right.
It always has been, and now that it's changing into a family venue, I don't know if the city's for me, man. I'm telling you, it's a real big turnoff. Families in Vegas.
You're gonna have to go to Delaware for your vacation.
Son of a bitch.
Well, does anybody have anything to say to 2001 Chris? Because, you know, he has called out about everything that city is about, good and bad. I'm impressed, personally. Well, let's see what some of that shit comes out to be.
I actually got to run. I'm going to be heading over to O'Shea's with some friends of mine.
O'Shea's.
After that, we're going to go check out Club Raw over at Luxor because I hear Paris Hilton's going to be there. Have you guys heard about Paris Hilton? She's like this new model from, I guess, the Trump agency signed her out in New York.
I haven't heard yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to catch on either. Well, we'll see what happens. That Trump, he's done too. I don't understand what's going to happen with that whole thing. So
she's going to be over there. So I'm going to go check her out. I see big things for her in the future.
Watch what you say when you say check her out.
I did see a video that she was in, but I don't think it was put out by the Trump agency.
You don't think so?
I mean, I don't know. It's possible, but I don't think so.
No, hey, I haven't seen that video, but I don't believe that video comes out till 2003. So 2001, Chris has to see that video.
Oh, 2001, Chris, I think your friends are waiting over for you by the high roller. They're finding it.
Yeah.
High Roller, what's that? I don't know what that
big
is.
Big empty space by the Imperial Palace, we'll see. I hear they're pulling that shit down. I hear that's all going to be demolished. I don't think that's even going to be there. We'll see what fills that hole.
Yeah, but they just remodeled the Aladdin. It looks fantastic. I love it. It looks great.
Great.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff happening in Vegas. Yeah, you guys got to come down to 2001. But
I envy you, sir. I envy you. I wish I could get down there in my Pinto. Not quite on the way, though. We'll see.
Have you guys heard of these Cirque du Soleil things? They're the weirdest, weird Canadian French circuses. I mean, I don't know what it is. Like, when I go to the circus, I want to see bears and tigers and lions. And it's just the weirdest. Oh, but if you do want to see tigers, go check out Siegfried and Roy. They have the most fabulous show on the Strip. Go see them. For sure.
Nothing bad could possibly happen.
No, not when you have lions and tigers on stage at all. That is a show that's going to last for a long time. I think that's going to be there for a long time.
I hope they do. I hope they stay on the Strip forever.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We'll still be watching it in 2018.
Be uncle. Thank you, sir, man. I appreciate your time. I know your minutes are ticking by on that that gigantic phone you have next to your ear.
Yeah, I think I'm getting brain cancer.
I'm sure you are.
I should probably go.
Thanks. We'll see you later, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. Have a good night.
All right, cheers.
Later, bud.
Wish your mate was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it. It's for the look. I don't light it. Ill way to ammo on the hand. Stay off play. Give it up, jiggy. Make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha ha. Big Willie Styles all in it. Getting jiggy with it.
You don't really see a cat, right?
Well, that's your scat. Yeah, that's photo. Your...
Oh, the photo, right. Yeah, photo. It's not even my cat. I have to be careful about security.
Well, that's weird. Why would you have someone else's cat?
You can never be too careful online.
True. Touche.
One further step of security.
Sir, you amaze me every time I talk to you.
Very, very good.
So, we got you on, actually. So, first of all, thank you for taking time, man, because I know you guys are, you're East Coast over. Or, no, you're Central, I think, right, Central. Mitch?
Hey, Mitch, since you're flying solo, can we bust your chops on Dr. Kev's behalf?
Oh,
I'm sure. Awesome. I would all expect nothing less.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go.
Well, actually, here's the thing. Listening to the app, and by the way, thank you. You mention us all the time. We really appreciate you. Yes.
Thank you.
We really enjoy the show. It's great to know you and have you as a friend. That segment where Kevin started talking about Jay's family.
Uh-huh. Make you uncomfortable?
It was creepy as fuck, number one. Number two, when he said what a handsome family or what an attractive family Julian has, can I assume he was referring to Julian?
Yeah, just to make it better, he just finds Julian attractive.
That's so much better. That's awesome.
There's not a bunch of good options regarding that, so let's just say he said it was all Julian.
My wife's going to be pissed.
And assuming $20 were involved, is Dr. Kev, in fact, gay for pay?
Oh, Christ.
He's straight, but $20 is $20.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I think we could put that to bed. No pun intended.
Oh, awesome. God, I'm starting to rethink this whole fucking Mitch on our shit.
Oh, I've heard you guys do this to with somebody else, but refresh my memory.
We're just basically going to do the three best and the three worst of Vegas. You know, whatever your opinions are about that city, and I'm sure it's going to be enlightening coming from your mouth. So, yeah, what do you got going on?
Well, I got a little shtick to go in the beginning.
Go right ahead.
Go it.
Okay, well, tell me when we start recording.
We've been recording, sir.
When you said hello, we started recording.
Oh, okay. So in any case, so my favorite things about Vegas are, playing video poker while having a few drinks at South Point, basically, or Palms. There's really nothing better. I mean, there's really nothing I enjoy more than doing that. I mean, what do you guys? You guys like gambling and all that, right?
Just never been to South Point. I know Eric has.
I've been to South Point a couple of times. Yeah, it's good there. A lot of video poker.
There are a lot of good things about their sports book. So.
Yeah, I don't mind playing. I mean, I guess I could play anywhere, and it's equally fun.
But the pay tables are good there.
Yeah, the pay tables are good when you play video poker. Palms has okay pay tables. Main Street Station has good ones. M has good ones. There's not really a bunch of them. Downtown, the D used to have them on top on the second floor.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah, before it took them out. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when I was talking about the guy from the D, how much press that guy gets.
He gets a lot. I see him all over the place. Yeah, love
yeah,
that guy.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I don't know if he's doing it intentionally or if it's just his persona or all that.
Oh, it's intentional. He's a master promoter.
Oh yeah.
No, he's a master promoter. Yeah, don't That's sleep right. on Derek Stevens. Oh, yeah. I may not like his hotel rooms, but the guy knows.
Yeah, it seems like a fun place. Scott likes him a lot.
Right. Did you guys get Michigan jacket he had?
No, I didn't.
It was pretty cool.
I wouldn't describe it as understated. How about that?
You guys watched the game?
Yep.
It did. Yeah.
Yeah, I
did. Won some money. It was nice.
Did you? Good on you, man.
On Passover, but I was at my relative's house and we watched. Oh, no, we watched a game before that. So that worked out pretty good. So I'm trying to think of what else I like about Vegas. I noticed stuff I don't like I'm probably better at.
Well, if you just have the don't likes and you have just the one like, I suppose that's fine. Whatever you want to throw out
there. What else do I like? I mean, I like I like hanging out with you guys. I mean, it's really cool to have a group. I mean, the best trip I had was the last trip we were all together at.
That was fun.
Nice.
That was fun.
Yeah, it's really nice to be with a group of people and to be doing different things.
Definitely.
I do recall there being some other type of establishment that you like besides.
God damn it. I wasn't going to bring that up, casinos. Right?
Would it be strip clubs?
Could be. Is that something you like about Las Vegas?
Well, I don't mind. Yeah, I mean, the good thing about strip clubs is that I don't go to strip clubs either in the daytime or at home in Chicago just because it's embarrassing, you know?
Who goes to strip clubs during the day?
A lot of people.
Oh, that's sad. Okay.
What's even worse is when they turn on the light, changing shifts or something, and you see yourself in the mirror.
It sounds like you have been going during the day.
Yeah, I used to go to that more often than I do now. I mean, I used to do a lot of things more often than I did now.
We should explore that. Hang on. What other types of things did you used to do more often than you do now?
Oh, enjoy life. Be happy. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah,
be
that
happy
life stuff.
Outside of Las Vegas.
Got it. Well, understood.
Okay, so there's a couple of things I like. I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, I think it's interesting about the legal marijuana there, but it's not, you know, it's not enough of one. I think in New Jersey they're going to start making it more legal. Is that right?
Oh, it's coming. Yeah. So our new governor, that was really a big part of his platform. And rumor is that we will probably have recreational marijuana by the end of next year.
All right.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, Chris Christie couldn't risk the munchies. Same problem I have, to be honest. Well, Michigan's allegedly going to have a vote on it this year, and we're like 2 or 3 hours away from Michigan. Although I assume that every state, you don't have to live in the state to get it, like Nevada. I mean, in Nevada, anyone can get it. Anyone can get it. Anywhere it's legal, right?
Yeah. Recreational is allowed. Anybody can walk in. Right. Yep.
Yeah. So that'll be good. Yeah. The thing I don't like about Atlanta, because Doug's always bugging me to go to Atlantic City, and the thing I don't like about it, same thing with Foxwood and all the rest of them, it seems like a hassle where you land. It takes like an hour, 2 hours to get to wherever you're going.
So here's the plan. You ready? Because Kevin and I have been talking about you guys taking a trip out to Atlantic City. I don't want you to mess with that Philly airport. I want you guys to fly into Newark, all right? I'm going to pick you up at Newark, and we're going to hit every strip club along the way from Newark to Atlantic City. We'll break it up. It won't feel like such a long ride. And we'll enhance the experience.
Nice, Jules.
Are we talking about a limo or just a regular car?
Jesus Christ, Mitch.
I mean, I've got a really nice SUV. I was going to pick you up in that, but if you want a limo, I guess I could rent a limo. If that seals the deal, I will rent a limo to come pick you up, and we'll go from Newark Airport to Atlantic City.
Well, how far is that?
It's about an hour and a half drive.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, can you handle that, Mitch? With the strip club sprinkled in between? Okay, we don't want to put you out. I mean, that's a whole thing.
Kevin's talks about that. I mean, in all seriousness, if I do go with Kevin, he'll just rent a car and drive there. He always flies places and rents cars and drives places, you know, drives to his destination.
Yeah.
I mean, he does that every place he goes that he doesn't have a house. Yeah, so that's that. So we'll see what he...
There's a joke there somewhere. I just don't know what it is. I know there's a joke.
But if I go by myself, we'll do that.
Okay. That if you come by yourself, I'll rent a limo for you. We'll scoop you up and we'll head down to Atlantic City. And if Kevin comes along for the ride, he's driving. But
okay. We don't really need a limo. I was just thinking, how would you drink if you were driving?
Well, I wouldn't drink while I was driving. I would pick you up and drive to Atlantic City. I'd valet the car and then start drinking.
Eric, I will give you $100 if you pick him up in a lawnmower and you guys just do your thing, you know.
No. I've seen a lot of videos of Atlantic City lately. Some guy hit a bunch of naturals and four deuces on YouTube in Atlantic City, some young punks, and they showed a lot of it. It seems really nice.
If you come during the summer, it is really nice. I mean, it's... this is an Atlantic City confession, so I don't want to go too far into it. You know, there's definitely its downside, but if you take advantage of the beach for what it is, it's a beautiful place.
I mean, most of my shtick about Atlantic City is just based on me being there, like 35 years ago.
Oh.
And yeah. it was kind of a dump then, and most of the stuff I say about it is just to be funny. I don't really have an opinion about it one way or the other. But like I said, Doug definitely wants to... wants all of us to have a get together there.
Cool. Well, Doug is officially back as at Epic Esquire.
So yeah, I'm a little confused. He's calling me later tonight.
I think you and Kevin, Doug, myself, any of the listeners who want to come out. I don't know if Jay or Shane want to make that trip again, but
hell we yeah.
certainly I'd do our Oceans 14 AC.
Oh, that sounds like a wiener.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I can say right now that we would be up for that.
Done deal. Awesome. You let me know if we need the limo or the SUV.
No, the SUV. Your SUV's fine, but like I said, if Kevin goes with, I assume he'll drive. Okay. He doesn't like. He likes to have a car with him.
Okay, he can rent two if he likes.
I don't like driving in places I'm not familiar with.
What are the things about Vegas that you don't like, Mitch?
Okay, so the main thing I don't like, and Bogan brought this up too, is my point is on the Strip they have those three-card Monty players. I see them every time I'm on the Strip. That is illegal. I don't understand why they're allowed to do that. Yeah, does anybody have any idea why cops don't break that up?
They're not allowed to do it. I've seen cops hassling them. I've seen cops hassling, especially around a fight, you'll see people selling like knockoff shirts and hats and things like that. And I've seen people get picked up. I think it's probably not a top priority to have that amount of police presence. But, you know, I certainly don't think it's allowed.
Yeah. I mean, it's surprising. You see these people and you know they're being ripped off, although a lot of the customers there are just play actors, you know, to find other people who are willing to play. So I don't even know if you see somebody, you know, I don't know what's going on there, but it just seems weird the lack of police that are on the Strip. So that's one thing I don't like. And although I'm not on the Strip that much, it just seems pretty crowded and rowdy.
Yeah, crowded and rowdy. It can be.
Yeah, that I don't like. The other thing I don't like is the airline flight on the way there.
Why is that?
Because it's just uncomfortable. I find it really uncomfortable on a coach seat. Don't you?
I don't fly coach.
It's silly.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling myself. My next trip, I'm flying first class back, and I'm just told myself that I just can't fly coach anymore.
No. So, all right, two things. Number one, I mean, we're built somewhat similarly.
Uh-huh.
We don't belong in a coach seat. That's not going to work. So if I can't find space up front on a domestic flight, I'm just not going. But the second part of that is, if you play the games, there are so many ways to earn enough miles that you shouldn't have to pay for airfare either way. Take the free seat up front. Let me teach you how to do this. We're not going to have time on this call, But let's continue the conversation. There's no reason to pay for airfare, period. Domestic flight will cost you practically nothing. And if you use points and miles, there's no cash outlay or very, very minimal cash outlay. So take the free seat up front and don't worry about it. And then that can drop off of your worst of Vegas list.
Well, let me ask you this. If you don't, like, I know with Doug, he has his own company, so he puts a lot of money on a credit card and gets miles that way.
Right.
But if you don't have your own company and just use, I mean, I use a credit card like everybody else.
Right.
How would I, just give me a couple examples.
I'd like you to Google the term manufactured spend. And when we have our follow-up conversation not being recorded, I'll go into detail.
Okay. Well, I am interested in that because I think I am getting to the point where I'm not going to fly. I just can't stand flying coach. Oh, a funny story is Kevin always says, you know, when he flies by himself, he always gets upgraded to first class because he's a, you know, platinum level or whatever. But when we're together, he says we never do, just luck of the draw. Well, I found out from his assistant that he tells him not to request a first class seat when we're together.
Well, he doesn't want to be bumped up front and leave you in the back.
Sorry. I'm laughing with you, not at you.
You have to sit in the back of the plane, Mitch.
That would not be...
right by the shitter. All
right. Yeah. So what else don't I like about Las Vegas? I don't like the last day because the last day is pretty much ruined. I only count the days where I wake up and go to sleep in Vegas. Because the last day, you know, I'm not going to be doing anything until I get on the plane, you know?
Gotcha.
So that's not too good. I talked about the unsafety of the Strip. I could bring up downtown, but I've brought that up like five different times, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows that's not safe outside of the canopy.
Hashtag shithole.
Mm. Exactly. That's not a country either. I mean, it will be cool when they do the, the north side of the Strip gets built up. That'll be cool with the Drew and all that. But I don't have that much of a... I don't have that much of a thing. I pretty much just go there to gamble off the Strip, you know?
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, so I don't think I had too many good things. I was hoping I would... some other stuff would come up.
For a guy that co-hosts a Las Vegas-themed podcast, you'd think you'd have more good things to say about Las Vegas.
Well, I got about 30 good things to say about Trump if you got a couple of
hours. Oh, no, I'm going to cut you off there.
By the way, you're editing from two episodes ago when you were under the weather.
Well, hacking and stuff?
Yeah, that was after you edited the show?
Yeah, that was after. That was after
Shut up. What? It was not.
What made you decide that your listeners wanted to hear you blow your nose and hack eight times?
I did the best I could. I don't have a lot of time or skill at editing.
Chris, on a crutch, Mitch. I got to. Okay, call me if you need any help with your show on editing. I beg of you. I love your show, but man, we could get that sneezing out and that coughing out really easy. It's not that hard,
I'm not
buddy.
Sick anymore. Well, I liked what I said. I was saying that the cold, it either had to kill me or make me back to normal because I couldn't take it anymore.
50-50 shot. You're right on that one.
But I'm back to normal and we'll be good now. I've awesome. Had at least six or seven different people commented on that.
Well Mitch, we have somebody else that we have to bring up.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna cut this short, but I want to thank my friend Mitch from Tipping the Odds. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate your time, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, and I hope to talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Mitch. Man. Look forward to Sundays, man. We get excited listening to your show on Sundays. Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
We got a secret weapon. God is our co-pilot.
You'll need him.
God is our co-pilot?
Huh?
Remember our car?
Yeah.
Two seats. Where's he gonna sit? Where?
Awesome. So now we have on the line our buddy, Whispers Vegas. How you doing, brother?
Doing well. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Thanks for coming on.
Am I to understand that you are soon to be Dr. Whispers Vegas?
I am. Dr. Whispers Vegas.
Man, another doctor in the group. Jesus, they're taking over, Eric.
I know, right?
Maybe I should start my own podcast as well.
Oh, shit.
I think you should.
Just might as well. Shit.
No, I don't think I'm that interesting, so, but go ahead.
Whatever.
Awesome. Well, we wanted to reach out and ask you, brother, what are some of your favorite things about Vegas and your least favorite things about Las Vegas?
I thought about what you guys had said last time, and then also I'd listened to what Bogan said, and I almost wanted to write something or speak upon me having the opposite of everything Bogan said, but
you and me both, brother.
I won't do that. But so I'm going to start off with probably the worst things about Vegas.
Oh, nice. Change it up. There you go.
So my first one is I don't know, it differs sometimes, but I would say, and I don't want to say the Strip, but I do want to say the Strip as being one of my worst experiences. But it's not the the Strip in itself, because I enjoy, you know, driving down the Strip. I enjoy walking on the Strip. I enjoy, you know, people watching and all that stuff. But it's the, and you guys had mentioned it last episode, but it's the CNF fees.
Yep.
The horrible gambling odds. and then also, there's not, unless you are a certain tier, there's not really a true comp, because you're going to have to pay for parking.
From
Southern California, you're going to have to pay for parking. You're going to have to pay a resort fee on that comp, unless you're a certain tier. So that would be kind of my number three of worst things in Vegas. You know, my second one is seeing or watching parents pull their children on the Strip and on Fremont. I would say past 11 o'clock midnight, 11 o'clock to midnight. They shouldn't be out that late.
Yeah.
They aren't happy. The parents aren't happy. No one's going to be happy around them. So I think that is probably kind of number two.
You're saying a lot of unhappy things going on at that time when you have kids out at the...
Well, there's a lot of adult happy things going on.
Right, exactly.
I wouldn't say necessarily some parenting happy things.
Sure, sure. Gotcha.
My number one is, and it is and isn't Vegas, because it's a Southern California thing, but it's the drive home, and it's not just the 3.5 hour drive. It's the traffic that makes no sense kind of thing. 3.5 hour drive back to Southern California can end up being 6 to 8 hours.
Seriously?
On a Sunday. Coming home from a weekend in Vegas on a Sunday, depending on the time that you leave, it could be about 8 hours.
Wow.
So it is not, it's not fun, which is usually why you either leave late Sunday night, early Sunday morning, or the following day on Monday.
Our buddy Saul, he always leaves at like 3 a.m.
Two or 3 a.m.
Just to be that.
I will say the good thing about living in Mormon care territory is that no matter what time I leave, even though the drive's like 5, 5.5, I'm not hitting any Mormons coming back to Salt Lake from Vegas because they don't go. That's awesome. Yeah, nice, easy road. So
I would say, starting off with probably some of my best things, the first one I think of is I've been coming to Vegas I would say since I was 10 years old. My sister and brother-in-law were stationed at the Air Force Base in Vegas, and so my parents made it kind of a tradition for us to go at least once a year. And this was in the early 90s, so I got to stay at Excalibur. We did stay at Excalibur, but I was thinking Treasure Island when it first opened, and got to see a lot of that. A lot of the, I guess you could say, old Vegas newer old Vegas come up, and I mean, we were in Vegas when they did the, I want to say, the explosion, I think on the Frontier. So that was a really cool experience. My parents let us experience all of that, and that I love about Vegas is that there's always something new. Right. Every single time I go.
Right.
this past time I went, we went to the Neon Museum and saw Brilliant. And I mean, that was
how an was amazing, that, by the way? That was cool.
Amazing
huh?
exhibit.
Okay. Good, good. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. It's awesome. I mean, I would recommend it to anyone. We've done the tour of the Neon Museum, but the exhibit Brilliant is, I mean, it's all vintage Vegas. So it's,
yeah.
It's awesome. Number two. And the reason that I would say my wife and I go to Vegas a lot, or I go to Vegas and bring a buddy, all of it got started more recently. I mean, when I say go, I mean go often, like almost once a month, would be the Smith Center. My wife is a fanatic of Broadway. And so we, this past, I would say 2 or 3 years ago, it was, she wanted to see Hamilton. And so we tossed back and forth the idea of going to flying to New York and seeing Hamilton. And then, you know, slowly we heard of rumblings that they were going to tour. And so about, I would say a year and a half, 2 years ago, we found out that they were going to come to LA. Hmm. So I started looking up tickets. Well, tickets were going to be about $450 a piece.
Wow. Ugh.
Yeah. And so I told Sarah, I told my wife, you know, go ahead, let's pause on this. I want to do a little bit of more research to see, you know, if there's potentially a better deal than, you know, $900 of spending to see one Broadway show.
Right.
And so I found out that Hamilton was going to be at the Smith Center in Vegas. And so I got all my research together and proposed to my wife of becoming season ticket holders, which was significantly cheaper than the, you know, $450
sure,
a piece
sure.
to see one show. We were now seeing 9 shows. So nice.
That is amazing. And I, you know, I will say, and you probably know just as much as anybody who likes theater. I know Vegas has been struggling with as much as it changes in the shows and this and that and what tourists want to see when it comes to Broadway and thespian, and it's been struggling. Like it has been a really hard up ground battle trying to bring that kind of art and that kind of theatrics into the city. So to have something like that is quite amazing, to be honest with you. It's really neat.
Yeah. And so we have been Broadway series ticket holders for 2 years.
That's cool.
My wife is finally going to see Hamilton in June of this year. And and we've already signed up for next year as well.
Nice.
And so they have the Smith Center is an amazing facility, an amazing theater. It looks, it almost looks like it came out of the 1920s.
They're doing well with it. They're doing well. It's so cool. It is so neat that they did that.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, it's downtown, so it's technically, it's not on the Strip. One of our favorite things to do is eat at Oscars. We get a free ride over to the Smith Center, and then we get a free ride back.
Wow.
We can do all of our dinner or appetizers and drinks. And then the other great thing is that, in very much Vegas fashion, you know, the Smith Center is not dry. And so they serve beverages during opening, during intermission.
Sure.
At the end. And so, you know, it's overall, it's a great experience. And honestly, if it wasn't for the Smith Center, my wife and I probably wouldn't be going to Vegas as much during this season of our life. It has been great because it's a time for us to get away without children,
right?
And hang out.
I will say that's, you know, just, you know, kudos on you. That's kind of amazing because of all the things that people bring up about what they like about Vegas and worse and back and forth. Nobody really thinks about that side. I mean, I've been around the world. I've seen shows that, you know, are just absolutely amazing. But to bring that up, that's really kind of neat. Thank you for that. That's really cool, man.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Awesome. No problem. So. My last thing is, and my number one, I would say, is, and this is going to be probably opposite for most people, is that, and you guys know me, I love downtown.
Right.
And, you know, I know that it makes people feel quote unquote uncomfortable being down there. And maybe, I would say probably with Shane, maybe that's just because I've probably been to more countries than I have been to states in the United States.
Right.
And so, I mean, I've experienced 5-star hotels. I've experienced less than 1-star, definitely.
Tense.
And, you know, having experience in third world countries and first world countries and all that fun stuff.
Open your eyes.
Downtown it just feels welcoming, feels, you know, somewhat.
That's what I think.
In some essence, it feels like home, like California. I mean, we're a cultural melting pot. Mm-hmm. And so it bugs me a little bit when I see the old lady in a wheelchair with her tits hanging out. And
a little bit, just a
what
little
is
bit,
it?
Though.
Duct tape on them. I just think that's gotta hurt. But past that, I mean, my home in Vegas has been the Plaza. They've treated me well.
Awesome.
My host, and if I was to give a shout out, my host Nicole and another host Ashley have been amazing. And you know, they it's almost like old Vegas. They treat people well, and yes, they treat people based on their play, but they go above and beyond. You know, I hope to hear from you guys in regards to hopefully having some type of interview with the Plaza. So Gary and Jonathan have done a great job with just marketing and, you know, getting people in there.
No,
I guess that's time for a tease, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
The suspense is killing me.
That actually is time for a little bit of a tease. I guess we can throw that out there. So we did, we've worked diligently trying to get Jonathan Jossel onto Vegas Confessions to just do a quick interview. And it has been an ordeal, likewise, because he's a big guy, but it has come through. So one of our future episodes soon, we're actually going to have him on. And not only that, but just a joy to meet him in person when we're at Ocean's 11 and Oscars and what they cater to, and his right-hand guy, Gary. It just is amazing. And like Kyle says, it's old school Vegas. Like, they know where their clients are, and they want to appease to it. And I think they really enjoy people just enjoying that atmosphere as much as
we do. Yeah, I was just going to say they were interested in us being interested in their facilities. Right. You know what I mean? They were super interested in how do you guys from all over the place end up in my place? You know what I mean? That's what I thought was the coolest thing.
Yeah. 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 So, you know, it, look forward to that. That'll be cool. You know, that'll be really neat. Definitely. And Kyle, it's neat to say that, you know, you stay at the Plaza because that's, God, one of the oldest places down there, you know, next to what's going on. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the oldest place would be the El Cortez, it is what it is. It's fun. All of my buddies love going there. There's the historical content, but then also it's just a fun place to gamble a little bit. And they have okay odds, especially for those that are learning how to gamble or don't want to spend a whole lot.
It's a
great place to get drunk.
nice pizza place too.
Also, you know, and it's so I think it's more or less the cigarette smoke and the overwhelming smell that El Cortez has that just makes me think Vegas.
Yeah, old school, complete old school. Yeah, yeah. There's something. The smells mean a lot to a human being. Yeah, I know that sounds weird, but smells do mean a lot.
No, it's true.
It is true. I mean, they really kind of jog your memory of what they are. And, you know, El Cortez definitely has them along with everything else down there. But, you know, they are making renovations and you know, it's still neat to see the same, you know, facade on the front and what they got going on. It's just amazing. You know, just really
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely.
Cool.
So, Kyle, I'm going to pay you the biggest compliment I can possibly pay you.
Uh-oh.
All right? So I am one of those people that you referred to that doesn't really feel comfortable downtown.
Yes.
I do not. I mean, I like to go there. I like to play there. I like to drink there. And then I like to Uber back to the Strip. Mm-hmm. But I've got a very, very short trip coming up at the end of the month, and I did not want to miss time hanging out with Kyle
and family and whoever else is going to be around. So I am actually staying downtown.
Oh. No.
For the purpose
Plaza?
Of spending.
No, he's not going to say.
Nope. But yeah. So anyway, I'm staying very, very close to the Plaza so that drunken late night gambling can end easily and not have to worry about transporting back and forth. So nice. To you, please accept that as a compliment because you're the only reason I'm staying there.
Awesome. I look forward to it.
You're going to see like an orange Volkswagen van outside, like parked in front of Atomic Lounge. That's where he's going to be sleeping. It's going to be there. So kick ass.
I hope it's a little bit nicer than a Caltrans orange.
You think so?
No, actually at the, what was it? At the summit, I was called on stage for their Which Win Won thing. And well, now we know which win won. I was gifted a two-night suite at the Golden Gate.
Oh,
so
cool.
I figured,
cool.
What a perfect opportunity to cash in on that. So I will be right across the street from you.
That you pretty go. Much, I mean, minus the fact that I get time away with my wife. But that you will be so close is a definite number two.
I was going to say snuggle buddies.
I will not
buddies.
Be that close when you're having time with your wife, though. Just for the record, I'll go back across the street and you guys can have your own time.
I appreciate that. I really do.
No problem.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Well, man, thank you so much. You know, I mean, like I said, everybody that's been on, including you and your insight, you know, back and forth. I mean, you brought things to the plate that we didn't really think about, which is the reason why we do this, which is kind of neat. So, and on top of the fact, I can't wait to see you again in May. It's going to be just a kick in the ass, dude. And I love your wife. Well, I feel like your wife was kind of scoping me out a little bit, like, I want to make sure who I was and what she's very forward, isn't she, for the most part?
Oh, absolutely.
So I felt that. Awesome.
She reads people and then she doesn't, you know, she doesn't shy away from her personal, she's going to be mad at me that I say this, judgments of what she has gathered.
Well, there you go. There's
that's
hopefully
the
a,
that's not the always a bad thing, Kyle.
No.
Yeah.
Let's make it so he doesn't have to sleep on the couch, all right, Shane?
I do. I'll just shut my mouth. Hey, nice having you on.
The
bye.
The downside of all this is that I actually won't be there in May because that's when baby number two is due.
Oh, gotcha. Right. Gotcha. I'm sorry. Yeah. Awesome.
Maybe if you had spent more time on the couch, you'd have more Vegas time in your future.
Very true. Very true.
Maybe more Vegas time, but probably not the budget that I would like to have for Vegas.
Very good.
True, true.
All right. Keep buying all them expensive-ass nightgowns.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Kyle. We appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Our best to Sarah. Take care, brother.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. So, everybody, hopefully that was actually a huge hodgepodge of people calling in, going back and forth. And, again, this is a segment that we wanted to run. You know, my closing is just, God, thanks, guys, for taking your time, you know, because I know it's time consuming and we appreciate everything that you do and all the time that you take to just get things lined up to talk to us, to throw everything out to the public. So, you know, we thank you for that. Anybody else got anything for the wrap ups?
I just want to thank everybody who participated, called in, chimed in. Like I said, we wanted to make this show listener interactive with you guys. So any thoughts you guys have? Definitely feel free to chime in, folks.
Yeah, I'm going to say thank you, too. That's it. Thank you.
Awesome. So from Vegas Confessions to you guys. Cheers.
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 I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless. but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing, cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think, so I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one token. Psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence, the basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this childlike your nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy. I'm in them, every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise, corruption in the skies from this fucking enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lies through rust, so not as muscles, but percussion to provide for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye, you perceive with your mind, that's the inner. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor, bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless.
Right,
feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future